Tonight is just preach a little bit down those lines. I want to preach tonight on a tender truth, and that is that the Son of Man has come. And I believe that's a great truth, that he has come. I pray that there's a time in your life when you can say, I know that he was in my life and I met him. And he came to where I was, and I came to where I heard he was, and I have acknowledged where I am, and he saved me. That's what I want to preach on tonight. So Luke 19, beginning in verse 1, would you stand with me while I preach out of the precious word of God tonight? Luke 19, 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, but because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Father, would you help me tonight while I preach? Help me to bring out the truths, Lord, that I feel like you've laid on my heart to bring to my friends tonight, those of us that have been saved. God, that we would recall the day that you came into our arena of life, came into our town where we lived. Lord, you came and we know you came. We met you there. And you dealt with us, and we prayed and asked you, God, from the bottom of our heart, from the truths that you had put in us, that you would save our wretched soul. Yeah. Lord, thank you for the day that you came by our way. Now I pray, Lord, God, help those to realize again tonight, God, that you have come. You have come. And Lord, I pray that, God, that truth would somehow permeate the heart of some sinner here tonight, that they would realize the Son of Man is come. Thank you for that precious truth, Lord, that tender truth. And I pray now you'd give us help. Lord, plead the blood of Jesus against the devil and pray you'd bind the forces of evil against us tonight. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd take away, Lord, any lie that the devil would try to tell somebody. Lord, that they might be able to hear and see and understand and be converted, that their sins may be blotted out, that they might be made a new creature in Christ Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' name, for his blessed sake, his holy name's sake, that he might get glory for telling somebody that he came, that he did what he said he would do, and he finished that work, and he's working today still. Thank you, our Lord, for still working on our behalf in heaven, making intercession for us, being our high priest, being our advocate, our lawyer. Thank you for it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. You may be seated. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. I could preach this verse all by itself. It stands by itself. If that's all he ever would have said, it would have been enough for somebody to believe that he is here to seek and save those that have been destroyed, those that are dead. Now, I want to say to you tonight, whether or not this truth wants to be accepted by some or not, you're dead in trespasses and sins before you get saved. Amen. You have no life in the Lord. You have no glimmer of hope inside of you that you were born with. You are depraved, I believe, totally. I believe that. I do not believe that a man is born a good man. I believe that we're all born speaking lies. Can a clean thing come out of an unclean? Not one, I don't believe. So God's got to make you clean. Now, the Son of Man has come. Now, he said that after he spoke what he spoke to this man Zacchaeus. After that, that's when he said it. So that statement is based upon something that happened in the life of a sinner. Something that he did in the heart of a sinner. He did it well. And he messed up Zacchaeus for the rest of his life. There's no doubt about it. That's what the gospel does. So I want to preach a little bit on by way of introduction, that there was an awakening in the life of this man Zacchaeus. He was awakened. He came to see Jesus, who he was. And you'll only look up something that you've been awakened to. If you've been awakened and then you're interested, you'll go after it. And that's what happened when God began to speak to my heart. This is not a testimony of another man. This is my testimony. When God began to make me aware, when God began to awaken my heart and my life to my need of him, I began to seek Jesus, who he was. Right. And that's what Zacchaeus did. Now, I don't know how it all came about in Zacchaeus' life. I had the illustration I used years ago in evangelism, and the Lord has brought it back to my attention, how I used to speak about it, how Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And I don't believe that he just sat at a receipt of custom. I don't believe he was that kind of a tax collector. There's different kinds of tax collectors. Some tax collectors just send you a letter in the mail and make you scared. And then other ones call you to their office and make you scared. And then I've heard them coming to the door with a letter in their hand as IRS agents to make you scared. And I'm wondering if maybe that didn't happen in Zacchaeus' life sometime or another. That he knocked on a woman's door one day and said, "You owe taxes." And she said, "My husband is a leper and he can't work and he lives in a leper colony, and I'm a poor woman. I don't have what I need to take care of myself. My husband can't work no more. He's sick. I'll do my best to have the taxes for you when you come back." So he left. The next house he knocked on, the man was a blind man. By the way, he was in Jericho. Jericho was a condemned city. God said anybody that rebuilt Jericho, he would condemn himself and his children too. So Jericho was a condemned place. Isn't it something that our Savior came to Jericho? That he came into the cursed city?
Hallelujah.
He came there where sinners were.
Amen.
Now, not just that. He came into a cursed place where people were just as much people as there are in any other city. So he wasn't there because they were better than some other people, and he was going to help better people.
Right.
So he knocked on the door of a blind man. And the blind man, possibly Bartimaeus, who knows? That's where Bartimaeus was a begging, was in Jericho. And so he knocked on the door and said, "You owe taxes. I don't have enough. I just made enough money begging the last couple days just to pay some things around here and to get me something to eat." And he said, "Well, I'll be back. I'll get my taxes, and I'll get my taxes from you. And if you don't have them, you'll go to jail." And he knocked on another door of a woman whose maybe son had died, and she was a widow. And she said, I haven't got anything. I don't have any money." He comes back another time. He knocks on the door of that woman who said her husband was a leper, and a man answered the door. And when he answered the door, Zacchaeus looked in there and said, "Who are you?" "I'm the husband of the woman that lives here." "Wait a minute, you got leprosy. You can't come here this door." "Oh, no, you don't understand. I'm not a leper anymore." "How could you not be a leper anymore? Jesus passed by. And he touched me and made me, I'm not a leper no more. He cleansed me. And here's your tax money. My wife told me about you. And Jesus has been good to me, and I got a job, and I got my life back. And because of him, Jesus." So he goes to the other door, and the man was blind. And he knocks on his door, and the man comes to the door, and he's got money. He's looking right at him. He says, "He said, I recognize your voice, but I didn't know who you were because I couldn't see you before, but now I can see you." "How can you see me?" "Jesus passed by."
Amen.
"And he touched me, and I can see." Now, this is just an illustration. I'm sorry. All I can tell you is that somehow Zacchaeus was made aware of Jesus.
That's right.
And somehow some testimony of some soul made you aware of Jesus.
Right.
Knocked on that other door. A young man came to the door.
Yep.
And he said, "Where's the lady that used to live here?" She comes in the background and says, "I'm here." He said, "Who's this?" She said, "It's my son. I thought you were a widow woman and your son had died. Well, we were on our way to the funeral to bury him, and Jesus stopped the funeral procession and raised my son." Jesus. Jesus. Again? Jesus again.
Yeah.
Oh, not him again. But somehow, yeah, made him climb a tree. Hey, he heard some. He was made aware that Jesus was in town, that there was, he didn't just not know who he was. He knew he was condemned according to what Jesus preached. Because he said, all that I stole from I'll restore fourfold. And I'll give to the poor. He knew the law had condemned him. He knew that this Savior that he was talking to was the only one that would take his life and change it.
Right.
He was aware. Hey, I can ask you, when did you become aware of what Jesus could do that made you chase him and look for him and hunt him up?
That's right.
Something did.
Right.
Somehow God put something in your life. To let you know your religion wasn't enough. Your life wasn't good enough.
Right.
You needed the Son of God. You needed, yeah. In fact, he calls himself here the Son of Man.
That's right.
Huh? Right. You ought to be glad of that. That means he came as a man.
Uh-huh.
He came and humbled himself as a man. The Son of Man is come.
Amen.
It's good news, ain't it?
That's right.
He is come.
Yeah.
Now, another thing, I wrote this down. I don't want to forget it, and I don't want you to just. I don't want to just go past it. But I told you by way of introduction, he was made aware of Jesus. He was awakened to some things,
right.
But also he was assured of who Jesus was.
Right.
There was no doubt. Listen. Those of us that are saved, the Bible said that when we got saved, that word of God came to us with much assurance. In the Holy Ghost and with power. Much assurance. You are not going to be saved hoping that he's Jesus. You're not going to be saved maybe sowing that he can save you. When you come to God, you'll have to come with faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Somehow or another, he's going to have to be revealed to you as who he is. He was to him. He was awakened, he was made aware, he was assured. He didn't talk like somebody that wasn't sure that when he talked to Jesus, that he didn't have something that he could bank on. He was stable on what he said because he had a stability in the knowledge of Jesus, of who Jesus was. Jesus will give you stability.
That's right.
You won't have any on your own.
Right.
He had an assurance.
Right.
You ain't going to be, listen, I believe assurance comes before you get saved. When they got out of Egypt in the Old Testament, God made them assured that he was able to plague the things around them and destroy the world in such a way that they didn't want it no more, and then he got them out. He gave them assurance when the death angel went over, assurance that what he said would happen. He would pass over their house and the firstborn wouldn't die. Listen to me. If you ain't sure, you ain't getting saved.
Amen.
If you ain't sure, if you don't know God will save you, you won't get saved.
Amen.
Somehow or another, God will make you aware of who you are and who he is. He'll awaken you to who you are and who he is. He'll give you assurance of who you are and who he is.
Amen. Right.
Not only that, by way of introduction, I see him acknowledging his sin to Jesus. He acknowledged his sin to Jesus. You can't hide it from him no how. You might as well go in and admit who you are. You ain't going to hide from God who you are. You ain't never hid it from him. Ain't no secrets with God. No, his eyelids try the children of men. Listen, Zacchaeus had already been prejudged before he got to Jesus that day. He had sensed the judgment of God before he ever got there that day. Or he would not have said what he said to Jesus when he came down out of the tree. Now listen to me. Jesus came. Jesus entered into the city of Jericho. He came. And when he got to the tree, he said, Zacchaeus, you come. You come. Huh? Hello?
Amen.
Jesus said, you come.
Amen.
You come down.
That's right.
Jesus came, and the command was for Zacchaeus to come.
Right.
You hear the command? Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
Right.
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The Lord is still in the invitation business. The Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit says, come. So therefore the bride says, come. If you ever heard the Holy Ghost talk, you know His talk is, you come to me, you come. And the bride agrees.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. The church will say, come, it's good. Come, and him that is athirst, come and let him take the water of life freely.
Amen.
Freely. Right. Now look up the word freely. It means without works.
Yeah.
It means undeservedly. Mm-hmm. You get it because God loves you.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad? I tell you what, I just got thinking of the preciousness of them words, for the Son of Man is come. Oh, there were those that talked bad about Jesus saving that old sinner. The Pharisees thought it was terrible that Jesus was a friend of publicans and sinners, and that he went to the house of a sinner after Zacchaeus got out of the tree. Listen, Zacchaeus was cruel to his own people. He was a Jew. He called him a son of Abraham.
Right.
Who was he working for? The Roman government.
Right.
You know what? He turned on the chosen nation of Israel. Yeah. You know what? I know some people that have turned on the chosen church of God.
That's right.
Just because they've turned don't mean they can't hear what they need to hear and get right and come to the Lord.
Yeah.
But if they do, they'll do the same thing old Zacchaeus did. They'll acknowledge their sin and they'll turn from their sin and they'll be saved from their sin.
Amen.
And they won't be the same people when they show up the next time. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. God converts children that are lost.
That's right.
And makes them His sheep. Makes them follow Him and listen to Him.
Yeah.
He say makes them? Well, makes them by loving them. I'm constrained by His love. I'm a prisoner of love. I tell you, I heard a song, and I haven't been able to find the words to it. I'm going to try to find the words. I'm sure somebody on YouTube could find them for me. I don't know how to use all that stuff. But there was a song written some years ago by a man. Lance Carpenter wrote a song called Lost in His Love. First time I ever heard it, I was in a meeting in North Carolina. I heard him sing that song, and I tell you what, I was lost in His love. I've been lost in His love. He took the words out of that song, Blessed Assurance. Lost in His love. If I'm lost today, I'm just lost. I'm just kind of moving around in the love of God. Man, he got to singing that song, and I got so happy, I acted like an old-fashioned Baptist. I got to crying and shouting and thanking God. I'm lost in His love. I used to be lost in sin. Now I'm lost in His love. I used to wander around in sin. Now I just wander around in the love of God. I'm telling you, the Son of Man is come. Hey, do you know any more tender truth in your life than that? The Son of Man is come. Listen, He was promised to come in Genesis 3. He would come to bruise the serpent's head. And He came. Thanks be to God. The Bible says in Genesis 49:10, until Shiloh come, the lawgiver in Judah. And our Savior came out of Judah. He came from the stock of David. And the promise was He wouldn't come. He wouldn't come from the tribe of Levi. He'd come out of the tribe of Judah. And He did. Just like the Bible. Just like the book of God promised. That's how He came. The Son of Man is come. What a precious truth. What a blessed truth in to call Him the Son of Man.
That's right.
Which means He was a fleshly one, but not fleshly in carnality. God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He didn't say He was sinful flesh. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh. That's what made Him the Son of Man. He humbled Himself and became obedient even to the death of the cross.
Yes.
He couldn't have died as God because God can't be killed. So He died as the Son of Man and the Son of God, which is in us an impossible thing of truth in the flesh, but He couldn't have died as God. You can't kill God.
Right.
You say, well, Jesus was God. They killed Him in the flesh. They still didn't kill God. But in order for God to do what he did, he sent his son to get the job done. There was no other way to get it done. He was promised to come. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. Glory to God. God sent his son. The Son of Man has come. Hey, good news, sinner. Good news. The promise was given that he would, and then the promise was made, and he did.
That's right.
Born of a virgin.
That's right.
I have no problem believing that.
That's right.
Amen.
I have no problem believing that he's the Son of Man without sin, the Son of God. And even as the Son of Man, he couldn't have sinned. I don't believe he could have sinned. I personally don't believe. I don't believe that mess. I've heard that mess before. I don't believe that mess. I don't believe. Listen, I believe when he was a little babe in the arms of Mary, he never acted like other children. He didn't sin like other kids. I don't believe he did. I don't believe he did. I don't believe they even had to tell him what to do. I know that sounds strange. I've thought about it, brother. I've meditated on it a few times. There's a song I heard years ago. When he laid in the manger, did he cry? What would he be crying about? Here God robed in the flesh and places himself in the hands of flesh to protect him as a child. The God of heaven. He is come, friend. He has come, thanks be to God. He came, William. He didn't come. He's been here. He's been on this earth. He tasted everything in the flesh that could be tasted, even sin on the cross. That's why he suffered the way he did in Gethsemane before he ever died. He was going to drink a cup that he'd never drank before. He was going to become sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, he's come, Brother Al. The Son of Man is come.
Amen.
Glory to God. He said, I'm here. I'm here. Whether they believed he was the Messiah or not, he claimed it. Stinking Jehovah's Witnesses said Jesus never claimed to be Messiah. He never claimed to be God. Lying hounds.
Amen.
Charles Taze Russell woke up in a hell he didn't believe in because he hated the Son of God. I love him. Oh, his promises are so precious.
Yes, yes.
Well, if you just sit and meditate on this, just the thought alone, for the Son of Man is come.
Amen.
They ridiculed Jesus for saving Zacchaeus, but he was telling them, that's why I came.
Amen.
I came to save sinners like him. Oh, I enjoyed that song so much. You know what I sang? To save a poor sinner like me. Oh.
Bless you, man.
You wouldn't understand it unless you knew me. He came to seek and to save. Oh, that which was lost. Oh, what precious words. What precious words. You know what lost means? It means to be destroyed. It means to be damned. It means doomed without any direction. It also means to have been one that went the wrong direction. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we were healed.
Amen.
We are all born depraved. We are all born distant from God. We're all born going the wrong direction. But Jesus was born going the right way. Going the right direction. The Son of Man. The Son of God. Helpless babe. Could he have fought? Could he have beat an adult? Could he have whooped an adult? He didn't have to worry about it. because he was in the sovereign will of his Father. And his Father put him in a place where nobody could get him. He could have come down off that cross and whooped them all himself. He wouldn't even have to call 10,000 angels or 6 or 12 legions. Huh? He wouldn't have had to call 72,000 angels at his beckon. He could have done it himself. But he didn't come down. That's how come you can get saved. Because he didn't quit
until
his job on this side of heaven was done. Then he went up to finish the rest of it. To make intercession for us. How can you lose when he's praying for you?
Amen.
Jesus never prayed a prayer that didn't come to pass. And for the Son of Man is come. He is come. The devil couldn't stop him from being born. Devil couldn't stop him from being born where he was.
Right.
Micah 5:2 said that he would be born in Bethlehem, Ephrata.
Right.
Though thou be little among the thousands in Israel, yet out of thee shall come a governor. That's my Savior. Hey, he came to govern. He came to rule. And he ruled from the cross. He ruled while he was dying. He ruled in his death because he knew he was going to rise again. He ruled in the whole issue. The Son of Man has come. Glory to God, he's come. Aren't you glad he's come? Aren't you glad everything was said about him happened? Aren't you glad there's no prophecy of that scripture that wasn't fulfilled that was promised about him? Not one, not in one thing did our Savior fail concerning the promises made in the Old Testament about him. Glory to God. No wonder the angels sang, glory to God in the highest. A heavenly host praising God. A host. That means a large number. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Who is he to you? You believe he came? What about the purpose of his coming? You know what? It really looks like in our text in Luke 19 that Zacchaeus sought Jesus, and he did. But you know where Jesus put all the glory of the seeking? He didn't say, oh, Zacchaeus sought me and found me. He didn't say that. He said the reason Zacchaeus found me is because I came to seek.
Amen.
You know, hey, do you know that Jesus already knew Zacchaeus was going to be in that tree? Has it ever occurred to you that it never occurred to God? Have you not known that he that is from the beginning knows everything in the middle too?
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. What really strange this is he knows the end from the beginning, which is totally different than we'd say it. We know the beginning all the way to the end. He knew the end from the beginning. You think he walked up that tree saying, huh, I wonder what's going on here. I wonder why this guy's climbing this tree. He didn't even have to meet him to know who he was. Called him by his name. The Bible says he made haste. Listen, if you ever really hear Jesus call you, you ain't going to wait much longer at all. He made haste. That means in the Greek, he didn't hit a limb. He come down so fast, he got the, hey man! You say, oh, does it really mean that? Does to me.
Amen.
He skipped the bark off that sycamore tree, and every time you go underneath the sycamore tree, you still see skint bark to remind you that Zacchaeus skint the tree coming down. Say what you want. You can say, you know, I'm just having a good time thinking about it. I needed that message he preached. And so did you. So did all of us. If you don't see your sinner, would Zacchaeus have been saved that day if he hadn't acknowledged anything against himself? So he had to be exposed to who he was, didn't he? Huh? He had to be. That's why my friend, and I'm going to say this one now, he's one of my best friends now. I'm serious. I really mean that. Thank God. Anyways, I'm not trying to make you my friend, but will you be? Amen. Well, anyway, you know, oh boy, I'm glad God's let other people cross my path that believes what I believe.
That's right.
And God says, there's one right there. And I say, glory to God. There's 7,000 that God reserved for himself that hadn't bowed their knee to Baal. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I prayed that day. When you called me, you were sick. You thought you felt bad. I felt bad. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had no earthly idea. God said, he gave me that verse after I got off the phone with you. Son, I have 7,000. That ain't bowed their knee to Baal. You just don't know who they are, but I do. I said, Lord, I need to know a few.
Amen.
Right now.
Yeah.
That was on Lord. Friday, and the meeting was starting on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
He said, well, could you put it off to the next week? I said, I could, except I got men to take the next week off from work to be in the meeting this week. So I got to have a meeting this week for them. It was all designed by God, brother.
Amen.
Had nothing to do with you not wanting to be there and us not wanting you there. We wanted you there pretty bad. But God.
But God. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, he has come. But I got another good news for you. He's still here.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I walk in the midst of my 7 candlesticks. I believe he's in the midst of his church. I believe he's come. I believe he's come. I believe if you'll do as he said to the Laodiceans, if you don't feel him here, if any man hear my voice, open the door. I'll come, and if he calls me, I'll come unto him, and I'll sup with him and he with me.
Amen.
I happen to believe that. Still, I'm a believer.
Amen.
I believe he's still able to call sinners to himself.
Oh, yeah.
And come to them. Listen, he said this, if 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name, they're mine in the midst. If they're there with my authority and they're there in my love and they're there because I sent them, I'll be in the midst of them.
Right. Right.
Is that a promise? Did all his promises in the Old Testament come true about who he was and what he'd do? Well, then why don't you think they're going to come true today too? Since when has any of his promises failed? Name one he's failed in. And the Holy Ghost will hit you in the nose. Say, what do you mean he'll hit me in the nose? Bible says he reproves. That means he will not make you feel good about something you're wrong about. Was there an acknowledgement of this man's sin? Man, I can't even get to all my points. I can't even get to all of them. But God sent his son. He sent him. For God sent not his son into the world, condemned the world. Did he send him then? That's why he came. Came because he was sent. And he said, I always do the will of my Father. Exactly. Now he's come to seek. And I'm going to try to close with this truth in Hebrews 6. And if you can't believe that I'm almost done, well, you just take it up with God. It's not how long I preach, it's that I preach what God put on me. In Hebrews chapter 6. And I want us to look at a verse of Scripture here that God spoke to my heart about this evening. Spoke to my heart about. He has come. That's a praiseworthy saying. That's praiseworthy. It's worthy of praise that he's come. You ought to praise him because he came. You ought to just shout the rest of your life because he came. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another one, yeah. He's coming again. If he said he was coming and he came, and he said, I'm coming again, you can bank on that one, too.
Amen.
He's coming again.
Amen.
But Hebrews 6, he came. This is his purpose. So it was not only a praiseworthy saying, the Son of Man has come, but it had a purpose in his saying, to seek and to save. To seek, now listen, seek means to desire or endeavor to have. If Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, that means he desires to have you. You ever had anything you desire? Why did you desire it? Why would he desire us? I still, I still stand amazed. It ain't because of me. I don't know why he sought me the way he did. I can only say one thing. He is the propitiation for our sins. The Bible said the Son of Man has come. It's 1 John 4:10. Somebody help me start it. 1 John 4:10. I should be able to start it. 1 John 4:10 is the shot. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son. Sent His Son for what? To be the propitiation for our sins. That means that when God looks at us, He'll look at us through the blood of His Son. He propitiates for us. He stands between us and judgment through His blood.
Amen.
Same thing the publican said. God be merciful. The word merciful is the Greek word for propitiation or to propitiate. It means look at me through the blood, Lord. Don't look at me through my works. I'm a publican. I'm an old sinner. Lord, don't look at me through my works. I ain't got no good works. But if you look at me through the blood, be merciful to your sinner. Jesus said this man went home justified. Now Hebrews 6. I know where I'm at. Look at this. Verse 17. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath. That means he made a covenant that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Now it says, wherein God willing. Study that word willing. Any of you Bible students, study that word willing. It means to list. You say, well, that doesn't mean nothing to me. Well, this last part of the chapter, he talks about things that are associated with the sea, like an anchor. This word is a word that's associated with a ship on the sea, when it lists. You know when a ship is listing? Have you ever heard that term used before? You know what happens when a ship is listing? It's leaning toward the water, almost to capsize. Listen to me. God is more willing to show you abundantly His mercy. He leans that way. That's what that word willing means. God is leaning. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. He leans toward salvation. He sent not a son of the world to condemn the world. He sent. Good news. The reason He came is because He is sent. Romans 8, 3, Galatians 4, 4, and 5. 1 John 4, 10, He sent His Son. I had a couple other verses written down about it. Don't remember where they all are now. But Shiloh, he said, until Shiloh come, guess what? Shiloh came.
Yep.
Shiloh's a house of praise, house of glory. That's our Savior. He is the glory of God personified.
Right.
We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Who needs to hear about grace more than somebody who needs grace?
Amen.
Do you need grace? Are you an acknowledged sinner? Has God spoke to you tonight in the first message about how horrible your sin is? Then would He call a sinner like you? Did He call Zacchaeus out of that tree? Oh, Lord, would He call me? Did He not come into a sin-cursed place tonight?
Yeah.
Is He not in our Jericho?
Right.
Did He not come into the curse of man? Is He not the lily among thorns?
Right.
How will I know it's Him? Oh, there's a whole lot of difference between a lily and a thorn.
Yep.
He'll stand out from all the rest.
Sure,
if you just get a good look at Him. Y'all hear, I hope you're hearing me. Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The final conclusion to this is that which was lost. I wrote down some things about being lost. I already gave you some of them. The word lost itself, the word lost, if you study it in the concordance, in the Greek concordance, it means to be destroyed. It means to be dead. confused, unable to find your way out, directionless. Hear me. He came to seek and save that kind of a person. Are you not one who has been drawn away by your own lust and enticed? Are you not one that's depraved and dead and damned and doomed and directionless, lost? That's who he came to seek and to save. You know the good news? He went home with Zacchaeus. He said, today... I must abide at thy house. I'm going to go and sit on your couch, and you're going to make me a cup of coffee or something. Cook me some fish or something, some bread. I'm going to come to your house. I'm coming to your house. You know when the Lord says what he does? He comes into your life. Did Jesus save Zacchaeus? What did he say? This day is salvation come to thy house. Is that what he told him?
Yeah.
Don't tell me Jesus didn't save anybody in his earthly ministry until after he resurrected. You lying hound. Or you ignorant dispensational goofhead. You ain't got enough brains. God gave a goose. Amen. You're welcome. Way with that heresy. Terrible. Jesus saved Zacchaeus. If he said this day salvation come to thy house, listen, he told a thief on the cross, today shalt thou be in paradise. He hadn't resurrected yet, but he saved him on a cross.
That's right.
Glory to God! If he can save a sinner like Zacchaeus, and he can save a sinner like the thief, and he can save a sinner like me, he can save a sinner like you.
Right.
If you'll hear the wonderful truth, the tender truth,
yeah.
For the Son of Man is come. You know what he's saying? For means it's a purpose word.
Yeah.
Means I came for this reason. For this, because of this, have I come. This is the result of my coming to save sinners. So if you're a sinner, you're a candidate.
Oh, yeah.
Don't come to me with all your religion and all your activities. Go to God, not that way either.
Right.
Just go to God as an old sinner. That's all that qualifies you.
Right.
If you wait until you get better, you'll never come.
Right.
If you wait until you get good, you'll never come.
Right.
Come, ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. Mm-hmm. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. All he requires is that you come with repentance and faith. A sinner that hears his voice, the sweet voice of Jesus. I heard it on a Wednesday night and got saved on a Sunday morning. I heard it. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He said it on Wednesday night. Say, why didn't you get saved Wednesday night? Don't know. I don't know when I got saved. The song I was going to sing, if I sang tonight, there's a place that's dear to me. It's where the Savior set me free. And his Spirit came to live within my soul. To me that place is holy ground, for it was there his love I found, and that place will still be ever dear to me. Dear to me. Dear to me, that special place where God's grace fell on me. If I live to 99, I will still recall that time, and that place will still be ever dear to me. You think Zacchaeus forgot about that place? You think he forgot about that tree that he climbed? You think he'll ever forget about the words he heard Jesus say? This day salvation's coming to your house.
Amen. Yeah.
You think he'd ever forget them words? Sweeter words I never heard. When he told me I was forgiven. When he told me you had to worry about it no more. Son, you ain't got to worry about it no more. I forgive you. Oh, Lord, he hit me like a ton of bricks. It was as real to me as the blood in my veins. God had done a work in me. Not because I'm somebody great, because I ain't. I'm as bad as Zacchaeus. Just an old sinner. God saved. The Son of Man is come. Tender truth like you ain't never heard. To seek. I said earlier, I'm going to say it one more time. It looks like in Luke 19, it was Zacchaeus who was seeking the Lord. But at the end of the whole testimony, it was because the Lord said, I came to seek. The only reason the desire got in Zacchaeus was because the Lord had put something in his life to let him know who he was. Glory to God. I wouldn't have missed preaching this tonight. I tell you, my church all was concerned. My wife said, honey, I don't think you should go. My son said to me one day at the dining room table, we was eating together, eating supper, and he said, and we call it supper, he said, Dad, you really think you should go? I said, yeah, I think I should go. He said, well, I ain't going to argue with you then. I said, well, you don't think I should? He said, Dad, I just don't want you to overdo it. I want you to be in my life. I want you to stay around. I want to hear you preach some more.
Yeah.
I said, son, it's a trial run. Yeah. But if it runs good, it won't be a trial run the next time. It'll just be a run. I said, why are you saying that? Because I plan on coming back. I'm like a bad check, friend. I bounce back.
Amen.
I plan on telling you something else someday. By the grace of God, it ain't because of me. Did y'all hear anything tonight?
Yeah, good.
Did you hear that he has come? Are you lost? And he came to seek and to save you.
Oh yeah.
I'm not to condemn men. He didn't come to destroy men's lives. He said.
Right.
But he did say, "I came to bring a sword." He's going to cut things out of you. He's going to make you walk different.
Exactly.
He's going to work it in you before you ever get saved.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he did Zacchaeus.
Right.
When you get saved, it's... Now, you say, do you believe in progressive salvation? I believe in progressive conviction.
Amen. Right, preacher.
I'm going to close with this one. Preacher got mad at me. We're standing in the bathroom. He's washing our hands after we used the restroom and washing our hands. He said, you believe in that progressive salvation? I said, go around and polish all of the prophets' caskets and all their tombstones. I said, go polish John Bunyan's tombstone, because he wrote a book called Pilgrim's Progress. And I said it like that, too. I was spitting. I said, Pilgrim's Progress. And he looked right at me and said, progress. Like, what's wrong with you? I said, progress? You mean to tell me that John Bunyan, that great Baptist preacher that everybody brags about, his book called Pilgrim's Progress, have you ever read it? There was something worked in to get him to the cross.
Yep.
Progressive conviction.
Amen.
Made him leave the city of destruction.
Amen.
And head for the cross.
That's right.
I said, yes, if it's that kind of progressive salvation, I believe it. He never said another word to me. Because I believe God works in a man to bring him to it.
Right.
How long it takes, that's up to God.
That's right.
You know, I believe God's so able to plow the ground, plant the seed, cause it to grow, and pull fruit off of it immediately if he so sees fit to do it. Looks like he did that at the woman at the well's life. But now I will say her ground had already been cultivated in some areas. Because she said, we worship in this mountain. So something been cultivated in her. And she said, we know when Messiah's coming. So something been cultivated in her. Something had been plowed up in her. But Jesus planted the seed of truth in her, and it came up that day, and he pulled the corn right off the stalk and ate it. That's exactly right. That's what he said. So what I'm saying to you is this. It's God's work, not mine.
Amen.
But he will bring you to a place where you will, like Zacchaeus, get saved. Zacchaeus didn't get the glory for seeking God. But he did seek the Lord. It says so. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. But there was a reason he sought him. And there's only one reason you ever seek God in your life. It's not because you're such a religious professional. Away with you on that. Die! Die, religious Pharisee, die! Because we have passed from death unto life.
Amen.
Anybody that says you're not dead before you get saved is a liar.
That's right. Right.
We have passed from death, not only totally depraved, totally dead.
That's right. Right, preacher.
Totally distant. Totally directionless. Till Jesus shows up.
That's right. Right.
Good news, good news.
That's right.
Lord, thank you for letting me preach tonight. I didn't deserve to get to have this liberty.
Thank you, Lord.
Have this grace poured out on me to preach it tonight. But I thank you for it. I felt, Lord, while Brother Justin was preaching, a sweet move of the Holy Ghost in me. Mm-hmm. I needed to be aware and awakened to some things in my own life as a child of God. Mm-hmm. Lord, you know how the devil's beat on me about my sicknesses.
Sure.
And Lord, you know I've beat on myself, and I think, God, you used the affliction. I do believe you did. And I want to thank you for it. And I know I'm not done being afflicted. I'm still in a mortal body.
Yeah.
But Lord, I want to thank you that it made me get on my knees a little more than I used to. Made me search the scriptures a little more and examine my own heart a little more. Not my physical one, my spiritual one.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you in public in front of my friends.
Yeah.
There aren't no mistakes with you, Lord. You've done what you've done to glorify your name.
Yeah.
In heaven, I'd just be on as far back corner as I could get with my head bowed the rest of eternity. And thankfulness that you saved somebody like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm not just saying that. I've meditated on that. But Lord, thank you for letting us hear from these scriptures tonight that Brother Justin preached.
Yeah, yeah.
And that you placed upon my heart to preach tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank your blessed, holy, precious name. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. All right, well, I'm not going to keep you no longer. If you feel like you need to come, you can come when Brother Pascal comes and takes the service now. If he feels fit to let it go further, then he can.